Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Quigley. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danon Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Yeah. Welcome to one of our favorite Hy-Vee locations at 151st and Black Bob. It's our Kingdom edition of Beat the Bucks at Black Bob Show. 151st at Black Bob in Olathe at the Hy-Vee Market Grill. Terrific crowd on hand here tonight. We're getting ready to flip the page and get ready to beat the Bucks at Black Bob tonight. We know this score just in, Colts 20, Chiefs 17. Yeah. So we got to, you know this, a lot of you veterans here, this is the show that starts the entire week on the largest network in the National Football League, and that's what we intend to do because Sunday Night Football, as it's scheduled now, will be in Tampa against the Buccaneers. And the last time we were there, of course, was Super Bowl 55. Also there in the regular season where we beat them in 2020. So getting ready for that. We've got a great show for you. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a.k.a. CEH, is our guest tonight. Interesting people we'll be talking this week, of course, about Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. And after 66 games, I do a feature called The Minute with Mitch, brought to you by Hy-Vee, that's on throughout the Chiefs Kingdom. But I did a study after 66 games starts, Brady versus Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes leads in every category, including record. He's got a better record after 66 games than Tom Brady. It's just that Brady's got three Super Bowls in that time, championships to one. But, hey, we're getting going and started here. So that'll be fun. But two very good defenses because a big defensive effort yesterday by the Chiefs. Nick Bolton was incredible yesterday. Oh, my goodness. First two sacks of his career. He was all over the place. Jonathan Taylor never got going, only averaging 3.4 a carry. That was a win by the defense in that game. Also, to keep in mind this week is, of course, a hurricane that is steaming in on the Gulf Coast of Florida and rarely hits the Tampa-St. Pete area, but this one looks like it could, probably will, on Wednesday, Thursday. So just keep track if you're traveling down there or – We're following it, of course, as a franchise. Coach Reed will talk about it here in a second, following that almost by the hour to see how that goes. Also, for those of you who know Art Haynes, he's been our pre- and post-game host, voice of the Missouri State Bears for years and years and years, in a tough spot right now. So remember to pray for him. Just a real rough spot for Art and Lisa and their family, but do remember that. Okay, we got some things to mention here tonight. Score the savings, right? And we had some plays yesterday. Now, I mean, when you get, when you get L'Jarius Sneed coming on a slot blitz and knock it away from Matt Ryan and get a, that is huge. And then when you get a 52-yard play from Juju Smith-Schuster, that is huge. You get Carlos Dunlap chasing like a dinosaur going after Matt Ryan and Tyrannosaurus Rex and knocking the ball out and setting up a score recovery by L'Jarius Sneed. That is huge. And we're going to need the defense and the offense and the special teams this week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When you know that happens, though, the Chiefs are going to have to put the hammer down, baby. You have got it. We got the Kingdom Cousins here tonight, Queen Esther, the Armenian embassies here tonight. We got the Geeks, we got the Redcoaters, and a whole bunch of folks here from O-Town and the region. Score the savings. Score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Just shop Hy-Vee the day after a game and earn a Fuel Saver discount equal to the Chiefs score. I know 17 yesterday. Get ready for this week because we'll get 42 or more. Because the Chiefs score 42 points on the Bucks, you'll save 42 cents a gallon with any $42 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. Also tonight, we want to unleash this on our Beat the Bucks at Black Bob show. Where is Skylar Berg from the Chiefs PR department? Did she leave us? I know she's here tonight along with Brad G, vice president now. But I want to, we need to model this. Queen Esther can come up here. For those of you listening on the network, you can't see it, but try to Google, if you will, go to Hy-Vee's site or Zarda's site and look at the Zarda KC takeaway sandwich. Queen Esther tonight will show the crowd this takeaway sandwich. So you can look at, show it around. This is your go-to game day meal this season. Sliced ham, a fresh pulled pork, tender burn-ins, pepper jack cheese, all in one sandwich. Oh, my gosh. That is huge. So score the sandwich plus, and with takeaways by L'Jarius Sneed, two yesterday, it's only fitting that we show off this takeaway sandwich. Portions of the proceeds from every sandwich sold of our takeaway sandwich will benefit Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Kansas City. So all season, cheer on the Chiefs with a delicious KC takeaway sandwich and fries at Hy-Vee in working with the folks at Zarda. And that is the, of course, Hy-Vee's the official grocer of the Kansas City Chiefs. But that is huge. So get ready to beat the Bucks at Black Bob. Have one of these takeaway sandwiches to celebrate takeaways yesterday and get ready to take it away from Tom Brady, Leonard Fournette, anybody else that has the ball for the Bucks, and get ready to beat the Bucks' butt. So let's go, people. We got to fire up. When we come back, we will hear from head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs are in the red zone. First down and goal to go at the three, trailing 7-0. Inside of a minute to go, first quarter. Mahomes will throw first down and fires near side. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City! Travis Kelce with the touchdown on an out deep in the end zone, and the Chiefs have a chance to tie it with a point after.
Back here at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Olathe tonight, 151st Street, near Olathe South High School. Ironically, the alma mater of the Colts right tackle, Braden Smith. Yesterday, the Colts beating the Chiefs 22-17. With me, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. Before the game, in our chat that we always have, the words you said, handle it, were ringing through my head the whole day doing the play-by-play. Just being in that environment against a desperate foe to be in, expect the unexpected.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. You know, we didn't start the game very well with some mistakes there. So we got to do a better job with that. We've all got a piece of this on this, Mitch. I mean, there are a handful of calls I'd love to have back and do again. And you know, each player yesterday after the game that they interviewed kind of said the same thing. And I think if you talk to the coaches, it'd be the same thing. So nobody's pointing fingers at each other. We got to do better, collectively do better. I thought our defense had some great snaps, you know, right up to that last drive. There were just some great snaps. And but inevitably, we can do better there, too. So we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit. But that, listen, that we've got to grow from it, and that's what we're going to do as we get ready for this week's game.
I've seen you for 10 years handle flashpoints. It's one of your greatest things that you do. But how much of this is the fact that everybody takes responsibility? You had the never blink, never flinch, don't point fingers. And the mindset and a culture of doing that going into playing a tough foe now on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, no, listen, Tampa Bay has a good football team. And, you know, they'll be revved up and ready to go. But we will, too. And so, but in the meantime, we've got to look at this tape with the players. And we've got to make sure that we get the things that were a problem fixed, and then do that in the game, but also do it this week and practice it. So when the guys come in Tuesday, they'll start with that, and we'll start working through this.
For 10 years, you have had the best special teams in the National Football League. That's empirical. That's not me being a cheerleader or waving a pom-pom. But yesterday, how much of that was an example of how important it is to be precise in special teams in all four phases?
Yeah, well, we always say that it's a third of your team. So you've got offense, defense, and special teams in no order and specific order. So with that, you know, we've got to do it. It's young guys that were making a mistake. And so those guys, we said, and we knew with young guys, you're going to have some hiccups in there and that you got to bear through it. At the same time, the players got to learn from it and then get right back on it and better himself. So that's our approach, right or wrong. I mean, everybody will have an opinion on it, but right or wrong, that's our approach. And so that's what will take place here as we move forward.
So mentally and emotionally, but how important is it for a young player like these rookies? We have a bunch of them to just get right back on the pony and ride. I mean, physically to get right back saying, here you go. We're going to have you do it again. Go do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. You're going to, like I said, you're going to make some mistakes there, but you got to clear the mind, go back to your fundamentals and techniques that you know, and that you've worked on over and over and over again and trust those. And then, make the wrong a right.
Defensively, you mentioned some plays. I'm going to bring up Nick Bolton here. I mean, it was magnificent. 9 tackles, his first 2 sacks, his 4th-and-1 stop on Taylor's big time. But just Nick Bolton and how he's growing in his game yesterday.
Yeah, I thought Nick did a nice job. I really thought the defense did a nice job all the way around. And so, and Nick was a big part of that. He's been put in a leadership position there willingly and has really done a nice job with it. And we're playing fast and we just need to keep growing with some of the young guys there as we go forward. And, but I like what I see. But let's keep getting better.
How big is it that a defense is growing and we love the splash plays? The slot corner blitz on 4th down by Snead was awesome. Dunlap knocks the ball out. Snead recovers it, allows us to get points in short fields. But explosive plays, but staying within the scheme, especially in what Spags likes to do, and especially in this league. How much are you seeing that? You're getting flash plays, but you're not forfeiting the scheme to get those flash plays, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, that's all part of Spags' scheme. He's got a great scheme that he's developed over the years, and you know, you're going to have those. You have to take advantage of the ones when he calls them, gives you an opportunity to make those plays, and at the same time, you've still got to maintain some form of gap responsibility, and then your secondary coverage. And our guys have done a nice job with that.
Offensively, there was a chance to seize this game, go up by two scores on a couple of occasions. Just as you reviewed it from an offensive standpoint and kind of kicking the door in, what did you see were issues there?
Yeah, we were doing good from, up to the 5-6 yard line. So you've got to maintain drives and finish, close them off. And field goals don't get that done. You want to make sure that you score touchdowns. And we've got to do a better job in that area. I've got to make sure, again, that putting the guys in the right position, and we've got to execute better. And so the guys, they know that. That's a crew that has a majority of veterans, even if a couple new guys in there, they've played before, so they know this. When given opportunities, you got to take advantage of the opportunities and get in the end zone.
I know I've asked you before, just it floors me sometimes in some of these schemes, like Ngakoue yesterday. They call it a wide nine technique, but just the challenges there are in protections when you can barely see the guy, he's so far outside of you. How do you handle that from a technique standpoint?
Well, yeah, you have to block him and do a good job of that part. There are things that we can do schematically to help that case too, whether it's run or pass. So we can do a better job all the way around with that.
You got some nice offensive plays. The double pass was interesting. You end up getting 26 yards on that one.
Yeah, so that's a layered route. It has a home run shot over the top with it, and then it also has a underneath throw that if he gets lost and does a good job with that, which he did, then you can gain X number, but you think it's going to be in that 20 yard area that you'd be able to get from that. So that's that's what we did.
Has that play evolved for you? Because many times in the past, there would be like a one route, right? That's a single route on a double pass. But you actually have choices with your layers you just mentioned. Did you add that over time where it's layered?
We've always had two choices. We just give it different routes, different angles. So, but there's normally two choices for the quarterback to work through. There's normally, on other routes, there's a stop route over the ball and a deep throw. This one happened to be crossing route and deep throw.
Then you get a big play from Juju Smith-Schuster. That's a 50-pluser catch and yards after the catch, and I thought that might lead to a double-digit lead eventually, but what about that play by Juju?
Yeah, no, Juju did a nice job, and then we had a couple things come up right there, and that was a little bit further than the plus six, so I mean it was out there a bit, so we can do again, a better job there of getting the guys in better position. So keep working on that. But you got to score. You have to score touchdowns there.
One thing I did see on the touchdown by Clyde, the second touchdown, I believe, was a great block by Noah Gray stoning the play side when I reviewed the video. How much has Noah grown in your tight ends? How much do you demand of them? I think maybe it's subtle here that you demand on them blocking in a short yardage situation, whether it's the goal line or to pick up a short yardage situation.
Yeah, I think Noah, that's an area that he has really improved at. He is very dependable, has really done a nice job. I mean, he's not the biggest of guys, but he's very aggressive. He's smart, and he works his fundamentals and technique, so puts himself in good positions, and he did a nice job. That wasn't the only one he did a nice job on yesterday, but he's had some good fits in the run game.
It's encouraging to see his growth as well in that part of his game. Then defensively at the end, there's a tough penalty there, but composure, just that matter of again, going back to the way we began it, handling it, that's a tough situation.
Well, it is. I mean, listen, players talk, and we're fooling ourselves if we don't think that. Normally, the coach gets a warning from the group about that, and just says, "Hey, calm your guy down a little bit," or the official warns them. So I'm not sure how this one worked out. I mean, I did see two guys talking. So, I mean, the best thing you can say is don't talk. And Chris is, Chris is a big personality. He understands that. He didn't think that he was necessarily doing anything different than he had done before, and it didn't look like he did. But we'll get the officials' report on that, and we can hear what was said or what they thought he said. I mean, we went through the same thing, in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, so the things were said. So, who says what and when, you don't know exactly.
And humans make those calls, and all those guys are all different in the way they view things or see things. All right, let's look at ahead here. Here's Tampa Bay, Sunday Night Football. They lose a game. They'll get some dudes back this week, including Mike Evans. Then there's this whole hurricane talk going on. I mean, there's a lot going on here again. And this week, how do you approach it with your guys? And you mentioned getting them back on Tuesday and cranking it out. But priorities this week.
Yeah, so the league will keep us abreast of the hurricane part of it, and I'm sure the news will too. I've already read some things on it, but we'll see where that goes. We've had changes before when we were supposed to go to Mexico, and we end up playing in the Coliseum, in Los Angeles. So we can make the adjustments. We got people that are sharp in our traveling area, and our players really don't care where they play. They just want to play. And coaches likewise. So, we just got to get ourselves ready to play against a good football team from there.
Final question, the place kicking situation, chance of Bucker being back, or how do you view that this week? How do you approach it?
Yeah, it's a day-to-day situation. We'll see how it goes. Brett's looking at all that right now, and Bucker's working like crazy to get himself back.
And I wanted to ask, I should have asked you about it this last week. But yesterday, your punter gave you a chance to win again. And he was terrific against the Chargers. Actually stole a possession away from them at the end of the second quarter. Very real possibility after tonight's game that he will be number one in the NFL in both gross and net punting. Tommy Townsend, what he's done the last 2 weeks to help you win and give you a chance to win.
Yeah, well, he's worked very hard at doing that. He's worked on his consistency. And again, we'll see how it works out going forward. But up to this point, he's done a nice job with that. And your punter can be a weapon. Field position, we saw that yesterday. Field position can be a big thing as you go with special teams. But from our standpoint, he's done a nice job.
Well, thanks for being with us. I know it's a big week. There's a lot on the plate here, but we appreciate you being with us, and we'll stay after it.
All right, Mitch. How do those redheads out there?
They're out here tonight in Olathe. Head coach Andy Reid. Stay tuned. When we come back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be my guest. We're at 151st Street in Olathe. We'll be back after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Edwards-Helaire is the running back. Chiefs load up, double tights to the right side. Motion to the right side is Harden. First down and goal to go. They give it off right side. Edwards-Helaire waits, hesitates, gets into the end zone, left shoulder first. Touchdown, Kansas City! The Chiefs have their first lead of the game at 1:46 to go in the second quarter.
Welcome back to Olathe and to our Hy-Vee Market Grill, 151st and Black Bob. It's a Beat the Bucks at Black Bob show as we get ready to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and a great guest. And so we got some folks getting in line with your picture taken for our live audience here. Just hang in there a second because we're going to bring him over here. But it's been so exciting to see the way he has started this season and just so cool to have tonight as our special guest, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. All right. Do this one, Clyde, and then we're going to bring him over. Just hang in line there. We'll have him. But, man, such a great start. He got the whole season started at Arizona. We gave him the ball on first down, double-digit run, and the engine was revved up and ready to go. But since then, how about that 52-yard run really to close out the Chargers? That was huge. And then his ability as a receiver at Arizona to have the 25-yard catch, that was huge. a 21-yarder against the Chargers on an angle route. And then yesterday, two double-digit plays where he had a 16-yarder on a screen and then an 11-yarder on an angle route, which set up a score. So it's just fun to have Clyde here tonight. And Brad G., the vice president, is holding us up here. The vice president of the Chiefs is that's okay. Skyler Berg is trying to help him get this done. Yes, we are. We're about ready to bring Clyde over. Here he comes, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, everybody. Oh, yeah. The pride of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It is so awesome to have you tonight. 2-5.
Yes, sir.
Oh man,
this sounds so good.
Oh, yeah. This is what you like, man. You're amongst your people. I was just reading off your big plays so far this season in the first three games of the year, but I can just tell, saw it even this summer, you're healthy and you're confident. Just tell us, like, what's going on with you right now.
Man, honestly, I just feel the best that I've felt since I've came in. And, you know, it's really a test of everybody around me and you know, just the family that I have here in KC. Just being able to kind of unwind and be able to find who I was and now actually, you know, turn the page. Everything is like coming – actually more refreshing now, because when I first came in, everything was just shut down. It was COVID. I wasn't out to around the people, being able to actually enjoy the atmosphere of KC. You know, the rows in the stadium was up 20 rows before you can actually see a real person. It was just so weird. And then it was just like, okay, now you're in the NFL and now you have to try to figure everything out. But I was just by myself. It was just literally just me going home every day and then just, you know, talking behind mask at work, just trying to figure out, you know, that next thing and trying to become a professional. It was hard. And in the midst of, you know, all that, you know, I had a gallbladder surgery, ended up kind of keeping that under wraps, everything. But, I mean, I was 22 years old trying to figure out what was wrong with me in the hospital, you know, losing weight, not really knowing what was going on. And, you know, just was in a whole different world. Didn't know what was going on. I was away from my family. And then the only thing that I possibly could do was just kind of reach out to the fans. That's when I started just kind of doing more tweeting, just kind of like interacting more with, you know, my new family. And then from that point on, everything just kind of took off. I felt, you know, a lot more healthy and just was in a mind space that I felt like I needed to be in, somewhere where I felt like home. And from that point, everything just started rolling and came into one of its own. So right now, it's kind of reaping the benefits of just being healthy mentally and physically.
Yeah, 2020 was weird. We all know that. 2021 was kind of weird. We weren't able to have this show even, our weird show. And then now it's on, right? It's just on.
Yeah,
it's just on. It's on. But it's been cool to see in the spark plays, the big plays, and not just the runs, but I mentioned the big passing plays. Yesterday even, you get the 11-yard angle route, the 16-yard screen. What about, because at LSU, man, you were the menace in that, right? 55 catches the 1 year. What about just getting more involved in the passing game and how good that's been?
Man, you know, that was just one of those things that before going into this past offseason, I talked to Coach Reed about. It's like, man, I know I can run the ball in between the tackles, but being able to, you know, reap the benefits of all my skill sets. I mean, I'm, you know, 5'8", 5'7", and my hands were the same size as everybody in the receiving room. So it's like I wanted to take advantage of those things, of the skill sets that I felt like I had, and I have. And, you know, Coach Reed just looked at me and go do what you need to do. And I was like, okay, perfect. Like, I can do that. And you know, that was just him just telling me, just like, just be you, 2-5. Point blank, period. We brought you here because of the person that we talked to and the guy that we seen on film. And, you know, not only that, he was like, man, you feel like you always so damn happy for some reason. We don't know why. But he was like, I absolutely love that about you. So as long as you can go be you, it just has that outer feeling of, you know, just of you relax, man. Just go be a ball player. So I was like, man, okay, as long as we can do that, I want to catch, I want to run, I want to do everything that you need me to. I want to be on the field. And he was like, well, let's make it happen. And, you know, in the first three games, those things are kind of coming into fruition. Me being able to catch the ball more out the backfield is something that I really wanted, and it's been happening.
Again, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is our guest tonight, 2-5 in the program, number one in your heart. You and I talked about this at camp, and one of the coach's mantras, one of his four staples, and been around him now 10 years, is to create energy, and you're definitely an energy creator. But I know yesterday was a hiccup. That one hurt. But ever since the spring, there has just been this vibe and energy around this team. What about reacting to yesterday, and what about that energy that exists with this team?
It's always tough taking a loss, and it's not only for us. You know, we know it stung the whole wide back, and we know it stings for those people who live through us. You know, we're not just out there, you know, for the names on our back. We know, you know, who we represent. And, you know, just like I hate when, you know, some guys feel like, you know, everything's on them. That's why, I mean, it pained me just reading TK's tweet yesterday, because, I mean, we're always so tight-knit and so close together. And I just, like, even riding back on the bus, I just felt, you know, just felt how he felt, just his energy on the way back. And that's something that, you know, We don't necessarily always feel around each other, but when you do get that feeling, it's something that you don't want, you know, just among us. But it's stronger when you touch down and then it's in the city. Like, we want to be here and make everybody happy. That's the reason why we do this. It's the reason why, you know, I put that helmet on, and I mean, and I know the guys would say the same thing. But I remember telling Coach Reed, like, man, my happy place is putting on a helmet. And y'all laughing, but you know that's the thing.
That's
like
awesome.
It not only brings me joy, but it brings everybody else joy. This is the sport that plays the longest on TV, you know, for that one reason only, because it's so uniting, and that's the thing. You know, Coach Reed with the energy and everything, like, what energy that or game that you feel, you know, one play can just swing, you know, the momentum of anything, or just having a conversation with a coach can change the whole vibe of not only a city, you know, of a state. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous, the impact that it has. And, you know, we feel that pressure, but we just want to push it back out on us. And, you know, not only us, but, you know, KC. That's the only reason why that, you know, it's making, like, I want to put pads on and just go, you know, make something happen now. But It's like you said, it's Coach Reed and that energy. That's what he wants out of us, and that's what we bring. You know, that's what we bring to the city, and that's that fire that just burns. It just burns. You see it, man. You see it when 1-5's coming out, you know, with no helmet, and he's yelling and looking into the crowd, because, I mean, eyes are watering, because we know who we do it for and why we do it. And you know, I can ramble on and on about it, but. This is a family, and it doesn't feel like this anywhere else, but, you know, but KC. Yeah.
Have you sensed, though, the CEH wisdom here? Yeah. Have you sensed some wisdom to see the big picture? It's so cool. I mean, some guys run, some guys catch, some guys block, some guys tackle, and then some guys can do all that and be football players. I'm going to give you a signature play. Your 52-yard run against the Chargers, we're in the four-minute offense. You guys work on it every week. He's running down the sideline, stays in bounds, and goes down on his hip after a 52-yard gain. That was huge. All right, that's a football player now. That's just you appreciating the game. And when I saw it, you know, some guys have to be taught that, but it's almost, how much of that is your talent? How much of that is your instinct?
I wouldn't, you can say it's a test of talent, but it's watching, it's growing up. It's you know, seeing people make mistakes. It's seeing, it's making the mistakes and not want to, you know, make that mistake again. And then, you know, just like I was saying earlier, it's I hate letting people down. That's just one of my things. It's been instilled in me. It's just one of those, like, you know, from mom, dad, on. It's just one of those things that I do not like. And You know, you got the ball in your hand. That's the family, man. That's everybody. That's you making it happen for everybody in the crowd. You making it happy for, you know, the KC in general. And the only thing that at that moment, the only thing that I could think of is pure execution. You know, what can I do in order to ice this game? You know, what would Coach Reed do? Honestly, I mean, you can sit there and try to figure it out, but that's years of, you know, him watching games, him on the sideline of, you know, being in those games. I remember I was in like the sixth grade, and it was a Thursday night game, and Coach Reed was, you know, coaching in Philly, and you know, just watching they had like a 2-minute drill and they executed it, and I'm sitting there like, man, that looks hard. And then, you know, you fast forward 10 years, not even that much longer, you know, that much later. And then I'm in the same predicaments with the same coach, you know, watching those same things. So it's like, you know, how can I don't know how I did it, but it's like being able to remember those things. I don't remember, you know, half the things in school and everything else, but I can sit there and you know, remember this is something that, you know, that should have been executed, you know, years ago, or a game that I watched on film, and it's something that not the normal person would have thought. You know, I remember laughing with Coach Reed. I'm like, man, I should have unhooked the trailer and took it to the house. And I remember, you know, when I got up, the only thing that he could do is just give me a thumbs up, because he knew the whole time what I was thinking. Oh, yeah. You know, iced the game.
Yeah.
You know, and then it felt good for me, because it's like, okay, becoming a professional, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could have, you know, did whatever, and was like, yeah, you know, it's great for my fantasy points, and I appreciate it, bro. And then, you know, and let's keep making it happen. But then, you know, if that game kept going, and then, you know, we get into a test where it's an onside kick, and then now it's something that stayed rolling. Like, man, I wish Clyde would have just took a knee or stayed in bounds. We would have just ran the clock out.
So smart. In fact, Margaret Studeville's here tonight. She has you in fantasy. She's like first place because of you.
But, oh, yeah.
But
yeah, she told me.
It's called reality football. Reality football is going down on a 52 yards and just take the air out. It's kingdom tradition. We're going to go to a break. Then we're going to get into your awesome family, because there is a reason why you hear all this wisdom and maturity from this cat. There is a reason. But before we do that, it's kingdom tradition. You don't hit the table. Only Colquitt did that and broke the table. But it's time for Clyde and the Chiefs to put the hammer down, baby.
Well,
dude, that's the golden hammer. You got to at least do it. Now, don't hit the table. Just act like it. It's time to put the hammer down. Oh. I thought he was going to hit Sneed's sandwich. That's Sneed's takeaway sandwich from Zarda and Hy-Vee. Yeah, we'll be back with Clyde Edwards-Helaire and more from this outstanding and fascinating young man after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
They're going to be in the shotgun on fourth down and one. Ryan at the left hash takes the snap. Play action fake. Here comes a blitz, and he's sacked, and the ball's free. It's recovered by the Colts, but the Chiefs will take over on downs. The Colts went to the shotgun on fourth and one at the Kansas City 49. Le'Jarius Sneed came on a furious blitz, knocked the ball out. And even though the Chiefs did not recover, they take over on downs at the Colt 35-yard line.
Welcome back to our Chiefs Kingdom Show, 151st in Black Bob in Olathe, just east of Olathe South High School. That was another member of the 2020 COVID draft class. Le'Jarius Sneed with the takeaway, by the way, the takeaway sandwich. Pretty crazy, good, from Zarda and from Hy-Vee. But our guest tonight, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We just talked about a great start to this season. But what you've heard his wisdom, you've heard his maturity, but it's really... Your family is awesome. And let's just talk about your mom, first and foremost, and your stepdad, who has meant so much to you growing up.
I don't even know. I don't even know where to start. As far as what everybody knows, or you know, some may not know, my mom's a nurse. She was in the Army. My stepdad was in the Marines, and he was a narcotics police officer for about 12 years, and then retired after the Alton Sterling, you know, all things down south. And you know, now he's working, you know, chilling and kind of working at the plant, but you know, back and forth, it's like 2 minutes from the house. So he's enjoying, you know, not really being on the road as much. And my mom, she's still on the front line with the nursing and everything. And, they still rolling.
Oh man. Yeah. Come to the game, find them. They'll be in 2-5 jerseys.
Yep. Okay. They will. And, Section 206.
There you go. Go find mom and dad.
Yeah, if y'all want to sneak up on them. Yeah, give them a hard time.
Yeah.
and then, you know, I was dead smack in the middle. I'm, you know, older brother, older sister, younger brother, younger sister. I was
middle child, man. We represent.
Yeah. Middle child
forever.
You kind of go through, get you know, unnoticed by you know, during, you know, so, but you know, just a great atmosphere as far as growing up, you know, having mom and dad in the home. And not only that, you know, my biological father was incarcerated, and he ended up getting out my sophomore year of high school. And you know, everybody thought it was going to be like, you know, some static or everything, you know, when he got out. And it was probably the most fluid thing that I've probably been a part of, even from you know, having my name added on. You know, Edwards is my biological father's name, and Elair is you know, is I inherited that from my stepfather's side. And you know, it was just one of those things that, you know, I felt like I needed to do. He was there the pretty much the entirety of my life, and you know, the only thing that I could do that I felt was right was at least, you know, add his name on back of mine. And I wanted to do that before I started my high school career. You know, so it was never anything, you know, that was, you know, that went crazy with that. It was mutual agreements on both sides. Everybody, you know, gave me the kind of like that question mark at first, but it was something I did it at 12 years old.
And so cool.
It was just everybody that was like the big question, you know. Is he even old enough to even, you know, want to make that decision? And I was like, man, a worse decision would have been to, you know, to drop the last name and, or you know, to drop Edwards and just take Elair on, or to not even, you know, incorporate Elair at all. I'm a product of not only, you know, my biological family as far as on my dad's side, but also my stepdad. And I mean, I could attest, this where me learning the French and everything, you know, growing up in Lafayette, my stepfather growing up in Lafayette, and him, as far as a test to my life, as the way as he had my upbringing, just always being aware of my surroundings, you know, looking a man in his eye when I'm talking to him, being respectful of everybody. That was just one of those things. You know, getting up in the morning, making my bed, just like, you know, you never really know how you can always come back to things. So, you know, leaving it better than what you've seen it, or what you, you know, came upon it, is the only way that I feel that I can live my life. Because, you know, once I did everything that I could do here, that's it. So leaving it as best as I could is all I can do.
God knew what he was doing. He gave you a great mom, but he gave you a Marine as a stepdad. So I'm just saying, it was. But you can see it just emanate. We only have a couple minutes left. We're going to let you go. But your sister, whole other deal. He's big brother here. Yeah, he's a middle child, but your sister has muscular dystrophy. Just the way you have loved her, the way you have – where is that at right now?
The crazy thing is, 2 days ago, she won freshman class, you know, representative. So she was all, in high, first, you know, go around in high school. So just getting the swing of everything. And, you know, I can tell just growing up, it was some things that's a little tougher for her. Still probably right at about 50, 60 something pounds, starting her freshman year of high school. And, you would have never known that she was born with some of the problems, you know, that she was, you know, initially having, and you know, not to make everybody, you know, whatever, but she's supposed to be having like a, you know, a back surgery this upcoming November, and it'll be the first time that anybody's ever did it on a muscular dystrophy patient. So it's something that the whole off season I've been trying to figure out, see if we can, you know, figure some things out through NFLPA and, you know, just talking, not even necessarily funds and everything, but just, just common knowledge. You know, it's you know, some people who may not even have the resources to even call and talk to the next person to try to, you know, figure that out or the next step for that. But that's something that, you know, even Coach Reed, you know, you, Bino, everybody has helped me try to figure out, you know, the best ways to try to get that done. And, you know, the best ways to not only have her comfortable, but have my family comfortable. And, you know, I don't know where else I could have got that attention or got that help, you know, other than KC. So a test of this family. But it's you know, it's one of those things that, you know, I don't really, you know, try to, you know, get teary eyed or bat eye at it, because every time that I think about it, or every time I always tell my mom that I think about something hard, I mean, I remember her coding in the house, man, three times, you know, passing three times, and my mom bringing her back to life.
Oh, man.
And just, you know, and that's the thing, you know, it's as a nurse, you know, you seeing her and watching my mom just kind of execute, kind of, you know, lock in and figure out, okay, this is what I need to do and make that happen. And she did it. And, you know, just every time I think about something hard, it's like, man, my little sister, she's been through a thousand times, you know, more than me. So if I can do anything that I can, you know, just to help anybody else, her and beyond that, that's what I'm going to do.
We're going to let you go physically, but we are not going to let you go mentally or emotionally. How cool is this dude? So prayers up for his sister and his whole family. But ladies and gentlemen, number 25, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. We'll be back to close things out. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Welcome back to our final segment here on the Chiefs Kingdom Show tonight. How awesome is Clyde Edwards-Helaire? I think now it just gives me chills to even put his name out there. We all know him now just a little bit more to get into his soul and find out just what he's had to deal with and what the cat is like. What an amazing dude. A reminder, next week we're going to go all the way to the other side of the metro anyway. We'll be at the Lee's Summit e-store on Rice Road for you Lee's Summit types. That'll be at on Rice Road, Lee's Summit. The other thing I would tell you is stay tuned this week, because all of the kingdom is, at least inside the fort, because of this hurricane. Prayers up for the folks there. I think it's going through Cuba today. It's going to hit the Tampa St. Pete area. They have not been hit direct with a hurricane, I guess, in like 100 years. And they're going to get hit with this one. So we are not sure what that means for the game, where it'll be and what's going on. So just stay tuned on that. That could affect the Kingdom Show next week. So remember, next week at Lee's Summit East Rice Road. Thank you for coming out tonight and being so awesome and being such great spirit. It's time to beat the Bucks, Black Bob. Beat the Bucks' butts. Let's go. Let's bounce back and beat the Bucks. And thank you for coming out tonight. And thanks for being on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. Good evening, everybody.
Been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. As a reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.